Hey, what's up, everybody? It's another episode of the D-Start Show. Hey, man, yesterday, man, you know how Mother's Day, you can't get in the restaurants? Yesterday wasn't even a wait time, man. What's up with that, man? What's up, Nikki?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Father's Day.
Well, hey, thanks, man. It wasn't even a wait time yesterday, man. I'm like, man, come on, dog.
Where you go?
Me and my father-in-law, we went to Bob Evans, and we had breakfast and all, but... So we thinking, oh man, we gotta get up there, man. It's gonna be a long wait. While we was in there, they set us down within 2 minutes. I like, boy, if it was Mother's Day, boy, it'd be something totally different.
Yeah, I was hearing a lot about that on the radio. A lot of guys were saying that there's not even like five commercials. Like Red Lobster always have like something for Mother's Day, these different restaurants advertising. It was nothing for fathers being super advertised. And I guess I do get it. It's not as much as an advertised holiday. And I think that's just because men in general are kind of like simple. Women, they get a lot more advertising around Mother's Day because they want the jewelry. They want the purses. They want the, you know, luxurious dinner. And I'm sure men want things too. But most of the time, like laid back and simple about, you know, certain things that's like not much to promote, like besides like a barbecue grill.
But last year we did a Mother's Day versus Father's Day, and I think that show still is posted on some of our platforms. But and Kiana, we did the numbers to Kiana, and we came up, man. Mother's Day, you make more money on Mother's Day than Father's Day.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
That's a good thing. You're a mother.
We're gonna forget you, man. What's going on with you, Cap?
Shit, just got home from work, man. Tired in the mind, man.
I hear you, boy. I hear you.
What's up, Calvin?
What's going on?
But the rent.
Look, I had somebody listen to the show, right? From our last show, and they was like, Dale, is she trying to ask if you had something or something? Hey, I fell out.
Oh, you talking about with the listener letter?
Huh?
Talking about with the listener letter?
Not so. We know we was talking about HIV and shit.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was a positive show, man. I got a lot of feedback on that one, man.
So really, that's good.
The kid was like, that's so Calvin, you do it all the time?
Oh yeah. Because I was trying to see, like, so you telling me you ain't never slipped up? Like, come on now.
Yeah, when I was 16, but when I turned 18, I started taking this shit serious.
So hey, from 18 to now, you've never had sex without a condom?
No.
That's smart.
That's cap, boy. That's cap.
Smart. It is cap. That's smart.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's cap as fuck. Like,
you want me to FaceTime? You see my drawer? It's full of condoms. It's probably like
that. Don't mean you use them.
Fire. What you say?
That don't mean you using them. They probably expired.
No, I'm using them to this day. I don't want no kids having shit.
Hey, more power to you, Calvin. Fuck what they talk about. That's smart.
I believe you, Calvin, but I believe in you. So.
Okay, listen, this is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna save you because my bank, they at the end of the year they tell you how much you spend shit on. I see.
Oh
my
god, no, I don't need that.
That boy said he got the receipts.
Literally,
I see the bank receipts.
He got the literal receipts. Like, okay, I believe you, Calvin.
I believe you. Hey guys, we got a good one for you tonight, man. Hey Kevin, hey, like we always start every show, man. What's going on in social media?
Well, I can tell you, Suki back on Twitter, showing her kooky, showing her coochie.
What you stupid?
Is she back on Twitter?
One thing I had no seen Calvin on social media, which I really. The Phil Ballard, but it was like Russell Simmons.
Yep, I was just, yep. He, I don't know. I really ain't watch it, but I guess like he stopped like giving money for his daughters and tried to get them to sign away their rights to their like inheritance or some shit like that.
Basically, his daughters were saying like for years or for basically their whole life, he's been like not mentally like a good father to him as far as like the way he speak to them, the way he's been treating them. Then like before they had a few weeks before graduation, he cut them off from like allowances per se or money, you know what I, she also has some muted FaceTime calls, and you could see he was yelling in the camera, very irate. It was
while she was crying.
Yeah, she was like bawling, right? Like bawling. So I don't know what he was saying, but just from looking at the way he was yelling, it's like, damn, I would have been scared too.
Nah, fuck being scared. Cuss his motherfucking ass out. You grown. Listen, respect go both ways, from parent to child to parent. I don't play that shit. I don't disrespect my parents because they don't disrespect me. But I don't give a fuck. If I'm an adult, you're going to fucking respect me as an adult. I don't give
and that's,
fuck.
Yeah, for sure. But that's still his daughter. She probably just doesn't like, matter. Damn, dad, why are you yelling at me? Like,
yeah, she did.
But it's two times.
My
baby
the fuck out.
Yeah, it's two exactly. Times to it's two you don't times. Know hey, what happened. Yeah. And times is getting tough. I'm not saying them, but yeah, go ahead, D.
I'm going to tell you, the camera got turned on when he did his part. But hey, you didn't see what she did to lead up to this.
Right, you're right. We don't know. We don't know both sides. He hasn't come out and said anything. That's just on the surface what was on the Shade Room. But I will say, and we don't know because people get, you know, triggered by different things all the time. And no, we don't know why he was yelling on that phone or what their conversation was about. But it did look pretty intense. And then I seen Kamora Lee Simmons, or well, Kamora Lee, I don't know her. She still goes by Simmons. She came out and spoke about a few things, but he also in turn did say something like, she turned the kids against him, but the daughter did make a statement saying like, this is not this her whole life. They just haven't spoke out, but I guess
what's going on? But my thing is that. Your kids are straight A fucking students in college and school.
Yeah, she just graduated more? From what? Like Yale.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what fucking honest. More? What could she really be doing? Well, when I tell you, this is my first time ever seeing her since they show back in the day. Mm-hmm. Remember she had that Baby Fat TV show? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them since then. So it ain't like she be on social media. Like, what the fuck could she really be doing? Don't. Like, what the fuck?
You gotta...
going the fuck off.
Like, what could she really be doing? My thing is this, though, because, man, when I tell you, look, on graduation, I graduated 2016, but I was able to still live at home with my parents, and I did whatever the fuck I wanted to do. There's some kids, they had to graduate and go move because their parents put them the fuck out. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So it's like, you fortunate to be able to take care of your children that you had. My thing is this, don't have no kids if you don't want to take care of them. Me, if I ever had kids, my kids ain't got to move out. That's just how my mom and daddy was raised. I ain't never had to move out. I moved out on my own.
Well, I think what the thing about as far as like, I just don't think that there's any circle, like, especially in the position that he's in. Because like they said, we don't know what happened. But I don't think there's ever a circumstance where I would, like, cut my kid off from, like, money that they using to live. Unless it was like they had a severe drug problem. In that case, I would probably try to take over paying important things so they wouldn't have access to so much cash. But in this case, it's not like this. So I'm not sure what the reason behind it is, but I'm sure it'll come out. It'll come out later. But moving on from that, I guess. You got anything else, Calvin?
Yeah, man. I don't know if it's true yet or not, but I heard that Tyler Perry, well, shout out to Tyler Perry, already yep. bought BT.
BT, yep.
So
yep.
I just want to say, bro, Tyler Perry, no cap.
Man, he doing his shit.
Listen, I've been following you since I've been 6 years old. My very first play, because I know you're going to hear this one day. My very first play that I saw you was Madea Go to Jail. And you can mark my words. You can call everybody in my family. I know that motherfucking play. The beginning to the motherfucking end. And they hate watching it with me because I'm going to sing the entire motherfucking play.
Oh, hey, that's my
first play that I saw you in person was in 2019. It was for my 21st birthday. You came to Dayton, and I drove up there and I saw you. I want to say, bro, like, I fuck with you, Tyler Perry. Keep doing what you're doing. You inspiring me. No cap.
Hey, that was tough, man.
Definitely boss moves on Tyler Perry. And like, the fact that he bought BET and VH1, and then think about how many shows he already got himself. Like, he got like
Ruthless is my shit, no cap. I know
he has
it's
like
weird. 13 about a cult,
series
that's
out,
my shit.
Including like House of Pain and Assisted Living and Meet the Browns and Ruthless and All the Queens Men and Zatima and Sisters and The list goes on, like literally, it literally goes on and on and on. He's literally going to be making like an endless amount of revenue with his own studio, two of his own TV networks, and he has a gang full of movies, plays, and sitcoms and series already produced and mostly written by him. Oh yeah, that man going hard.
And he never got a Grammy.
Hey, and also today, man, Felicia Rashad, the lady that played Claire Huxtable on the Cosby Show, it's her 75th birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I ain't shit. I'm just old enough to watch that shit.
You shout out.
But shit, D, when you was watching color TV or
I gotta tell you, man, the Cosby Show, man, the Cosby Show gave a lot of black people hope. You know what I'm saying? And that's why a lot of people got mixed feelings when it comes to the situation with Bill Cosby. A lot of people got mixed feelings because that show, man, gave a lot of black people hope. Hey, look, a black person can be a doctor. A black person can be a lawyer. And they raising their family and taking care of people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when people say Bill Cosby did something like that, it's kind of like, really? You know what I'm saying? We would never would see that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A show like that, man, I was raised up on it, man, watching it. You know,
Did you watch it or did you listen to it on the radio? Because you grew up back in the
day. Boy, yeah. Boy, he had.
Oh, boy, you got a joke. Hey, he was waiting from last week. He wanted to be real serious. He was like, man, this ain't the week for it. But, hey, we was going to go into the news, but it looked like we lost the Kiva, you know, the signal go back. It'll go back by our house in a minute. But
you stupid.
All right, well, hey, Joel, you have anything that's going on in the news that you know about?
Hey, I was listening to what y'all were talking about, and
guys, I'm on. I wasn't on, but I was speaking. That y'all couldn't hear me for some reason.
Oh, my bad. Okay, hey, my bad. Hey,
no, it's all good. I thought I was connected, but you know, I'm in the boonies and it be janky out here. Before we got off of social media, I had wanted to say shout out to Flavor Flav. He had said he had went on saying about 3 or 4 days ago that he's three years clean from cigarettes that he started smoking when he was just 6 years old, and he'll soon be 3 years sober from alcohol and 15 years plus sober from other drugs. So he was proud to share that.
Hey, he's been smoking cigarettes since he been six. That's why he looked like that.
But that's what's up, though. That's what's up, though. Hey, but hey, Kevin, I'm not gonna lie, you to disrespect your dad like that. I'm not.
Man, fuck you. Flavor, please.
Hey, and
that's
then,
crazy. Cigarettes at 6 years old.
I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. I never knew that Flavor Flav made music. I just thought that nigga made love TV shows. Because my first time ever seeing a nigga was like Flavor of Love.
Calvin, bro. Like, wasn't he in like the group Public Enemy or something?
Yeah, with a big clock around his.
Yeah, he was the hype man. I'm kind of like a hip hop head a little bit. I be watching documentaries. He was like the hype man.
Like, Flavor Flav.
I have to ask y'all one more thing. It might not be relevant if y'all haven't watched the show. Does anybody watch College Hill, the Celebrity Edition? Jocelyn and Amber Rose is on there.
No, I never watched it, but I heard about it. They said Jocelyn was getting straight A's, and they kicked her out of the school because Amber Rose bald head ass attacked her.
Well, what? Okay, I'm gonna just touch on it real quick because it's something about colorism and kind of like people of mixed descent being like racist even towards each other. So I do watch the show. So what happened was they was basically in class, they was talking about race, and Amber Rose was expressing how she felt like in black communities she doesn't feel like she fits in like being black enough, and white communities she's like too black, and she's black and white and she just doesn't know if she fit in. Jocelyn kind of blurted out like, well, that's really because you want to be white. But along the, you know, through
that's not how that went.
What? How did that go?
Yeah, you were there, right?
The clip that I saw, they was talking, and Jocelyn was like, you know, us black people, something, 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 because you know,
don't even
she
know
the
what
whitest
she said.
One.
You can't even say what she said. You talking about some.
Well, how many times did she leave the classroom?
She tried to. I'm not on no side, but I'm just saying. Throughout the show, up leading to this point, Jocelyn had been like picking with her, saying stuff. She left the. Jocelyn was saying like things throughout the class that the professor was looking at her like through the show, like girl. And Amber excused herself maybe like two or three times. The third time when she was just like, you know, such and such, such, you just want to be white. Amber did get up and attack her, which wasn't right to physically attack her. I'm surprised, like, Jocelyn didn't do nothing first, but I feel like she know she good at poking the bear, and she didn't want to look like the crazy person. But if y'all didn't really see it, it's not really too relevant. I just thought it was crazy
Jocelyn.
How, like...
I love Jocelyn.
They was literally fighting over... They both was explaining their points, and they basically both made each other's points by the way they handled the situation. Anyways, though, going into international news, I don't have much, but I did want to touch on some Juneteenth international, I guess, news topics and record-breaking. So, in June of 2022... Miss Brown / Jackson, I don't want to butcher her name, Ketanji Brown Jackson was officially sworn in as the first Black woman Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. On January 18th, Westmore, who was a military veteran, was officially sworn in as the first Black governor of Maryland. Earlier this year, Stephanie Thomas made history as she became the first Black person elected as Connecticut's Secretary of State. And at the top of the year, Anthony Brown was sworn in as Maryland's first Black Attorney General. We have Summer Lee, who is the first Black woman elected to serve as the U.S. Representative for Pennsylvania's 12th Congressional District. And then Austin Davis, who is a former Pennsylvania state representative, was sworn in as the state's first Black lieutenant governor. So just some cool facts on us Black folks making history. You know, being that today is Juneteenth, I thought that the national news should go towards celebrating those people.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. That is real interesting.
Dope stuff.
Proud of Black people.
Proud of my people for sure. We out here breaking records, you know, doing the thing, you know, being the first. Because, you know, that's what we do. Yeah. You know. Hey, but yeah, I thought that was cool to speak on.
Before we go into the show topic, hey, Kevin, do you want to talk about that question and that picture that you put in the chat the other day?
Hey, fellas. You pull up to your girl job, and she's sitting in the chair, and her work husband, you don't know that she her work husband. He all pinching her cheeks and shit while she laughing and shit. And you tell her, what the fuck going on? He like, I ain't nothing but her work husband. What the fuck you doing?
Nah, stop.
Jordan straight to the point, like, nah, stop.
No, what the fuck stop. You doing? Fuck ain't no stop. Somebody getting slapped.
Like stop talking, bro. Like what? That's crazy. Ain't no way.
So you dropped the mic.
No, bro. You gotta say something, cause you trying me at this point. Then what you be doing at work? Ain't no work going on over here.
And then you find out the lunches that you bring her, she giving it them.
Should he get Lunchables from now on out?
Ooh, I'm super hungry. Can you give me two chickens and two fries? I'm just kind of hungry today.
Nah, you need to keep that weight off. You know what I'm saying? I can't even help.
Not to be a man.
Hey, you forgot who you were talking to, Kevin. You can't. Right.
Two McChickens. What? Two Chick-fil-A sandwiches. What?
They want for to come with two. Even they come with two Kale's shakes.
Just give me a large macaroni from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, man, God. Bring me them ghost pepper wings from Popeyes, cause they've been busting. Give me the 12-piece, not the 6-piece. Cause I gotta show my work husband.
Who the fuck you that Popeyes? I can't eat Popeyes. Every Popeyes got mice.
do got my I swear to God, y'all, for real, true story. My friend used to work, like, back in the day, my friend used to work at a Popeyes, right? She used to work at a Popeyes out here where I live in Indiana, so it ain't even open no more. But it ain't not open because of the mice. It burned down. But so she
because of the mice, they ate through the electrical wire.
She used to work there, so after closing, I come up there, I eat some chicken, you know, give me a free little meal real quick while she cleaning up like that. So one day, working, I was like, why you quit? She was like, I kept on telling them, like, it's too many mice, and they told me either deal with the mice or quit, and I quit. And I was like, damn, like, they really told you deal with the mice or quit? And she was like, yeah, I'm calling the health department on their ass. And I'm like, well, I don't know if she ever called, but the place ended up burning down years after that.
I don't know if
they set it on fire on purpose to get the insurance money, because they never opened back up, but yeah.
It's the mice. The mice ate through them goddamn wires. Hey, Popeyes. I ain't fucking with no damn Popeyes.
That ain't never franchise, guy. We ain't going out there with franchise. Hey, this is your experience at that Popeyes.
No.
Yeah, that's my experience at that Popeyes, but I love some Popeyes. It ain't never a no for Popeyes.
You really think that's really gravy? That's mouth shit and piss.
Look, stop. I'm black.
Hey, let me give y'all a fun fact, bro. Some of y'all didn't know. Most, they say the food that got the most, like, rat poop in it, or, like, mouse poop in it, is peanut butter.
Is what?
Peanut butter.
Thank you, because I don't eat that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm fucking that shit up, but
I just stopped eating it.
Peanut butter and apples, bro.
On June 19th.
I mean, if you be real, like, all the hood spots is the best food, and I know they got something back, like, I don't know. You just never know what's going on in the back of somewhere. I be trying not to think about stuff like that because if the food good where I'm going, I be pissed off.
Tequila and tacos got bad food?
Nah, that food good.
But I'm going to tell you something, though. That's how you check a restaurant. You go to the bathroom. Is the bathroom dirty? 9 times 10, the kitchen dirty.
No cap.
Damn, you ain't lying.
No cap. But my thing is this what get me bit. When I sit down at a restaurant and it take you more than 5 minutes to come, bitch, I'm gone. Don't sit me down and be like, we'll be right with you. Bitch, you got 5 minutes.
You just got to come back and
say hello.
Somebody better bring me some water off the ripple.
You hear me? Look, though.
I be patient sometimes. Patience.
I know we're getting off topic, y'all, but look, I went to Myrtle Beach, right, a couple of weeks ago. You know they brought the fucking... The free bread out after my motherfucking meal came out. Bitch, stop out. Oh, we forgot the rolls. Bitch, that was 2 hours ago. I did ask you for some bread.
He said the free rolls came after.
This pissed me off.
But yeah,
And that's the only place that was open at 10 o'clock, so I had to eat there. I was so heated. Like,
that bitch said I had to eat that.
Because I don't eat fast food, like I don't eat like drive-thru food, so I had to eat at this restaurant, like, because that was the only fucking place open.
Man, I was just thinking about trying to make a trip to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah,
nah, fuck Myrtle Beach. Let's go to somewhere like Georgia or something, like Savannah. You know, even though I'm going to Savannah in a couple of weeks,
Arizona, y'all.
We can go to Arizona.
Man, ain't that hot as hell down there?
I'm trying to go tanning. I'm trying to go to the naked beach. I'm trying to go tanning. No clothes on.
I'm going to have to give me a hat.
Joy, you fucking 100 pounds. When am I going to see you naked?
That's fine. That's fine by me. I don't want y'all that no way. I'm hoping to scare y'all off.
You damn right.
Y'all so good.
Scare y'all off.
I agree with you, bro.
Man, we better get to this topic because we're going to be going out all day.
Hey. Yeah, hey, the topic is, do you trust your significant other around her or his single friends?
Mm. It depends on if the friend's gay or not.
What?
Boy, you stupid.
Right off the bat, let's do it.
You stupid.
That does not matter.
It does to me.
Jordan must agree.
No, I'm just, because I told D, me and him talked about this earlier. It was pretty interesting. I said something completely different. I never even looked at the scenario like that, but I'm interested to hear what Calvin has.
Okay, okay. I want to hear what y'all got to say. Who going first?
I go first.
You want to hear what I got to say or Calvin?
I want to hear both of y'all got to say.
Hey, y'all, hold on 1 second. I do got some breaking news, man. Ray Lewis, the third son of Football Hall of Fame, dies at the age of 28.
Damn. Yeah, apparently he died from an alleged overdose.
Wow!
Wow! These entertainers been, man, dropping like flies. I hate to hear that.
Man, well, I'm sorry. I know what you're here to go in, man. But I was just surfing the net, man, and like, man, wow, they came up, man. Sorry to hear that, man. Rest in peace, guy.
Absolutely, you gotta leave those drugs alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's crazy, bro. But yeah, they said he potentially overdosed. Mm. But go ahead, Calvin, man. Tell him what you're going to tell him.
But my thing is this. They can chill, but they got to be your gay friends. And
are we talking about a certain sex or just single friends, period?
In general.
In general.
I don't give a fuck. Like, in general. My thing is this, though. You... I gotta really see that you gay. I gotta see you kiss a nigga if you're a nigga. I really gotta see you kiss me before I trust you alone.
You stupid, boy.
So your girl can't have male friends.
No, she can. But you ain't just hear what I said.
It go both ways. You feel me? Like, how do that stop a bit from, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to get what... But okay, Kevin, so you said, like, if your girl hang out with her male friend, he gotta be gay?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
The question.
But if
D, repeat, wait. D, repeat the question.
The question was.
Let's get it right.
The question is: do you trust your significant other around her or his single friends?
Okay.
I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. My girl, all her friends is gay. I'm loud. I ain't trying to be too loud because we got some of them over our house.
So, he said like they company from out of town. We got some of them over.
I ain't got those problems. So go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, you're funny.
That's you sound like they just traveled from Mississippi or something. We got some of them over.
No, I fuck with them though. Like, real talk, they my friends too though. But I ain't got them kind of problems.
Hey,
DK, stop laughing.
Let me just ask a question, bro. What if they go both ways? Like, what if they, right. You know what I'm saying?
I fact check.
But hey,
you ever heard of trust but verify?
Yeah,
he said. Trust but
what if they be like? What if they be like? Hey, I normally don't do this. I like dudes, but it's like their first time, like trying to sneak one in. Like, but I, you know what I'm saying? I feel comfortable with you.
You ever seen a nigga get punched in his eye?
A couple times. No, I used to watch a lot of World Star when I was younger.
Yeah, I'm a World Star, me a nigga.
Damn. Okay.
Hey, now, man, nowadays, you know what I'm saying? And we're not going to go deep into this situation, but she may have a female friend. You let her go out with a female friend.
Yeah, you never know.
And let me tell you something. I ain't got nothing against dykes, but you a man. You ain't no dyke. You a man. Young man, you ain't going with my girl. Young man.
Hey, we go get off that now. Go ahead.
Y'all just going take it too far every time. I swear.
That's not too far. I'm keeping it real. This is me.
But I'm just saying that we're going to say single friends.
Okay.
We're going to keep it as single
friends. Go ahead.
I think it's a ratio, bro. I think that, and I could be wrong, I think that if you got more people with a husband or more people with a wife or with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, they less likely to be on drama because they got shit to lose too. You feel me? But also at the end of the day, I would bet you like it'd be a lot of shorties that really be in relationships going out with their friends and all their friends on bullshit because all of them got dudes too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So you really don't know. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you really can't confirm, but you do kind of want to vet the people that's around your lady, because not even like on some cheating type of shit, but just influencing how they act or be who around you do, because influencing how they act were attributes that they're learning, you know, traits that they got, shit like that, because you really are your friends a lot of the time. And that's why I hang out alone a lot of the time. I don't really be doing all that rah-rah shit with everybody because everybody ain't got the same goal. But you got to hang out with the people who you want to be like or could see yourself being
for
like.
For sure. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it goes.
So, winners.
Yeah. So if your shorty hanging around with bitches and stock all the time, then there you have it. But, you know what I'm saying, same for your dude. If he hang around a bunch of niggas that you know dogs bitches out, then it is what it is. You know, you got to understand that's how it go. But if I feel like you around more people that's in real relationships, not on bullshit, not just out here cheating all the time and shit like that, or being disrespectful in your relationship all the time, then, you know, for the most part, you probably won't have those tendencies or urges to do. Right. And granted, ain't nobody perfect, but hey, that's just game. That's how it go. And
I just feel like, for me, realistically, it don't even matter about the do you trust them with their single friends. It's like, do you trust the person? Because you could trust them or not. People still gonna do what they wanna do. Me trusting you or not trusting you ain't gonna stop you from, you know, messing with the next chick, or ain't gonna stop her from messing with the next dude, or easily being influenced or being influenced just from what she see on her own or what they want to do. So it's like, really, I let people, like, my mama used to always say, I'm gonna give you enough rope to hang yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, like, I'm gonna see if you gonna make the right decision. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna give you room to see. And that's just how I kind of feel like when it comes to relationships, like, you know what I'm saying? Long as everything respectful from what I could see and what's going on and what's getting back to me, I'm not going to be, like, putting no stipulation on who I think you should or should not hang with unless it's, like, detrimental to your safety and stuff like that. But when it comes to just kicking it with friends that you had before me or whatever like that, I'm going to let you be you. I'm going to see where your character lies at, because it ain't to say you're a bad person if you do go out and cheat. That don't make you a bad person just for cheating on somebody. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to see what you'd rather do. So, I could trust you, but I'm going to trust you to be you and who I know you to be. And if who I know you to be is a sneaky motherfucker, then I'm like, oh, he probably on some sneaky shit. But, you know, that's, you know, whatever. That's whether I'm choosing to stay with that person or not. I'm choosing to see them and trust them for what I know them to be, not for who they hanging around.
Yeah, I feel you. And I agree with you, Keanu. Not Keanu, but Nikiva. I agree with you. I'm not going to really trip about them being around single people, but when I start seeing things changing, like when your single friend got an opinion on how we run things, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes single friends want to be in your spot, and they can't get in that spot. So now they put you in a situation where, well, you ain't in that spot no more.
Yeah, sometimes single folks will make you lose your spot real quick, and I know it'd be like that too.
Yeah, and now when both of y'all are single, when they get somebody, they can't even go out.
Oh, right.
I'm chilling with my dude, but
can't answer the phone for you.
Can't answer the phone, none of that stuff. But you know now. But when I had somebody, you like, oh girl, you can't get out. You gonna let that man tell you can't do this X, Y, Z?
Don't let these motherfuckers trick you out your spot. That's for sure.
Don't let nobody trick you
out your spot.
That high roll. Because they want to be, hey, they want to be in your spot. They want somebody to be home with. And you got that. And you got that. And now, you don't let them got in your head.
Yeah, I think when it started dipping over to, like, I think it's boundaries and stuff too. Like, you know what I'm saying? For instance, like, if I got a dude, I'm going out chilling with my homegirls, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we gonna talk our mess. I probably had Venetel. We gonna talk our shit or whatever like that. But, like, once, you know, you gotta have discernment yourself, too. Once you see, like, somebody start saying, like, comments that kind of go a negative way, or, you know, there's always some, you know, a little weird, like, back end to what they saying. You know, we got intuition as humans, period, men and female, like, we know when somebody, like, you know what I'm saying, is, like, joking or being facetious, or if they really, like, low-key trying to throw some shots at you, you know what I'm saying? Or throw some shots at your relationship, or fill up your head with ideas. So that's when you got to, like, know yourself and your partner. So I think on that end, yeah, when it spill over to where people got an opinion about what you're doing and how you move, that's one thing I learned as I got older anyway, too.
is like everybody don't need to know everything. That's whether somebody live with me, I'm just dating somebody. Like it's okay to keep some stuff to yourself, cause
I got a question.
You can forgive somebody, but the other person won't. And then they see, you know, they telling you leave your man, and you ain't got no man, and you stuck just like them with no man.
I got a question. Topic. But if you meet a man, how long is it till he can move in?
Move in? Like in my house? Yeah, I ain't never even thought about no shit like that. So I can't even tell you. I only live with one dude my whole life, and that was my daughter's dad. And we only stayed together for a year as far as living together. We lived together for a year, and then it didn't work out. We just got our own separate places, but we were still cool. But it was just like the whole, we was trying to do too much too young. But right now, if I had started like dating somebody, I couldn't even, like, I'd probably have to be married. I ain't gonna lie. Or, like, real close to it. Like, finna get married, deeply engaged. I don't know.
Bring a book bag over there and talk about something. Man, just put this shit in the drawer.
I mean, you could bring a spend the night bag. You could come spend the night.
Nah, that nigga asked the drawers. Talking about something. Man, let me just stay here a couple of nights. A couple nights,
like, in a row?
Yeah.
See, I don't got time for that.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, my boy.
Yeah, like maybe really the weekend, you know, I gotta be your mom, I gotta go to work. Where you gonna be at when I go to work? You ain't gonna be here. So you said you gonna have to find somewhere else to go anyway. Oh, that's a good question. I ain't never thought about that because ain't nobody approached me with no goofy shit like that, but I'll be thinking about that if somebody asks me that dumb shit. Bookie, this ain't no hotel, boo.
You stupid.
Yeah, you funny.
But you got to check out in the morning.
You got to go. Ain't no extended stay. Hey, like,
come to that joint with the bag of shit they left at the house. Hey, you left this at the house,
dog. Yeah, I'm going to drop it off to you. Matter of fact, on my lunch break.
Girl, you couldn't put that shit in that joint?
No.
Oh, that's fucked
up. If I'm fucking with you the long way, if I fuck with you the long way, like you really my man, like okay, you can have.
What do that mean? First off, my man. What do that mean? I'm trying to see.
Okay, so it can mean a few things. So like, my man could be my man that ain't really my man, but I feel like he my man. Or my man could be like, that's my man, like my boyfriend, like, oh, I'm in love with him. Or it could be like my man, my husband, but I'm just calling him my man so I could be with the trends, but that's really my husband. So, yeah.
Cause I keep saying that shit that I can't wait. Never mind.
I'm confused as a motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you understand that shit? I'm still confused.
All my girl listeners, my female listeners, I know y'all understood what I just said. So
my man.
Period. That's what I'm
saying. Your man, but it could be somebody's man too.
No, I ain't say that not one time. Well, the man that's not your man is like, that's not your man. Like, we ain't made it official, but that's really my man still. Like, that's one part of it, you know? Like, you my man, but you ain't my man, but you is my man.
What?
I don't know if you get it. If you know, you know. Like, I'm sure my female listeners is getting it right now. Okay, right in and break it down to them.
So wait,
I know, I'm just trying to say my man.
What do we mean if the man is not your man but really your man?
Okay, listen.
I'm confused.
You my man,
but you not listen. My man, but you my man.
Yes,
what?
You my man. Like I'm fucking with you. Like you my man. We fucking with each other heavy. Like we
is y'all fucking? Is y'all
listen? Let me break it down.
Okay,
like my man. That's not my man. That is my man. That's like you my man. Cause we rocking so hard, like you might as well damn near be my man. But we
Nikki Lee.
But we ain't said to each other that we exclusive. But it feels like, and it's going to stay like me feeling like you my man. So you my man. That ain't my man, but that is my man.
I think that is a total lapse of communication when it comes to being in a decent relationship with
it's
somebody.
Actually just saying exactly what it is. Like, this is somebody I like and I'm dealing with very heavily, but we have not said to each other that this is what it is, but this is what we gotta understand and that we gonna make each other feel like.
So basically it just like fucking with somebody, but not wanting to all the way fuck with somebody.
I ain't but say you also always, so you might just be scared. To, maybe you just scared person. To put a title on it. Maybe y'all just ain't had that conversation about a title, or it just ain't been said. But it's like the chemistry is there, like it is a title on it.
But what if somebody violate?
Somebody violate, then it's like, damn, like my feelings hurt. But that's why I get for fucking with my man. That ain't my man. That is my man. I know y'all
no accountability
it.
At all. I
said that's what I get. I said somebody violate. That's what I get because I shouldn't have been fucking with this man. That's not really my man. I'm acting like he my man. So if he do some shit that's not my man ish, then I got to deal with it.
But why? I mean, at this point, just call it an open relationship. At this point, just call, like we.
It's just a phrase. That is like a title, I guess. Open relationship, but y'all just asked me about the phrase "my man, my man, my man." I broke down the different ways people be saying it, and that's one of the ways.
That is funny. My man who ain't my man, but who is my man.
Y'all ain't never heard that, like on TikTok, like the girls be.
I don't have a TikTok.
Okay. You're in the dark, yeah. But no, you gotta get a TikTok, Jordan. What the fuck?
I'm
you
not
it's,
getting no fucking
it's
don't get TikTok, Jordan. That shit addictive. Don't do that.
But yeah, it's so informative.
Let me tell you something. Instagram already cracked, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not like Instagram.
Jordan.
Hell
Jordan, I caught myself almost yesterday making a TikTok video dancing to a song. Get TikTok.
No, but like, what about the cooking? It teach you how to fix stuff. It teach you about and clothing and fashion, the way you can find stuff, how to fix something broke in my house, how to make my car start when it ain't starting, how to cook this meal. Like, it's hey, literally
it
anything YouTube. You can think
if,
about.
If your car not starting, call Kevin Gates. That nigga do that shit with his feet.
What are we talking about?
You know, Kevin Gates said that he started the car with his bare hands one day.
Nah, not y'all on my man's Gates. What he did not.
Oh, shout out to Kevin Gates because Supposed to Be in Love was like my little theme song when it first came out. I felt like a thug for real. Shout out to Kevin. Hey, we on the first name basis. Nah, when it comes to the relationship and trusting each other, I just feel like trust your person to be who they gonna be and get them enough rope to themselves and see what happens. Can't control nobody, can't possess nobody. That's one thing about it. We cannot possess each other. We cannot. You don't own nobody, you just gotta trust them to be who they are.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Her man.
My man. Because if I will not even go there.
No cap, bro. That's pretty funny.
That's funny as fuck, and I'm tired of seeing that shit.
I'm going to send y'all a TikTok video later on.
I can't watch. Well, I think I can watch the preview, but I don't think I
can. The preview. I don't know if you can open it if you ain't got no TikTok.
Nah, he can open it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, I watched a little preview sometimes. Like, I hold it down and look at it, and I'm like, oh, this is a nigga talking about.
I can't believe.
You said what?
That's that Wi-Fi.
Yeah, she must have got CenturyLink.
Stupid.
She must have got HughesNet.
Base and talk.
Man, they love kicking me out. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, baby.
Oh, base and talk. Follow me on TikTok at Kiva. No, dang. Hold on, scratch that. Let me start over.
At Kiva.
No, at Big B-I-G Kiva K-E-V-A K-E-A Big Kiva Key. Follow me on TikTok. It's lit over there.
It'll be her man.
Like all my TikToks too. I'm trying to go viral. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, that's funny, man. Nah, man, I can't do the TikTok thing. I really, you know, people be like, dang, Joy, you don't be on Snapchat. I really don't be on Snapchat.
I actually Instagram. Think that you're somebody that would like definitely benefit from like TikTok though, because you always like into like it's like the it'd be the base on this always information. It's always like I don't like yeah. It's just it's so much in like you know, you like a thinker and you be into perspectives and stuff. Like it's so much in that realm of stuff too to go on there and listen to and like
I'm about like Kevin on that, man. It's addicted, man.
It is.
Hey, my old lady got on to me the other day, dog. I've been in the bathroom, dog. Didn't realize I've been there for 45 minutes, dog, just going on the phone.
Yeah. Damn. Have you ever been on there so long that the thing pop up and said, do you think you want to take a break?
Damn.
No, it wasn't me. I just know it do that after like an hour and a half, I think, of scrolling.
Nah, I ain't never been on that. God damn. Do you think you want to take a break? Damn.
Like I learned where to get the best wigs from TikTok, where to get the best hair from, like what's the sales on Shein. What's like you watch people try on clothes so that you know how it fits your body.
Can I tell you something funny as fuck?
Your face.
Y'all hell.
Don't say. Yeah, tell them, baby.
Say not too much on Calvin head.
You feel me? But listen, have you ever watched Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Yeah.
Tell me why Candy calls Sheba Sheree.
Sheree by she is she.
Hey, that shit had me.
What happened, Cal?
Bro. So I guess Sheree got her own clothing line called Sheba Sheree. And I guess Sheree got mad at Candy because Candy don't like promote her business. So it's like, girl, all you did was have some shit by Sheree.
They were trying to say the lady started a business by taking clothes off of Shein's website and like slapping her logo on there, basically. So she made a joke about it, like she by Sheree, she by Shein, you know, she in the clothing store. The joke is not landing because they don't watch it, Calvin. So they're not getting it.
So what's the problem?
Never mind. I'm sorry.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
I'm like, they not getting it. The joke is not landing.
I forgot he ain't got no TV.
Hey, Joy, tell them how many TVs I have.
Yeah, them motherfuckers, the ones that you gotta crank every 20 minutes.
What's wrong with y'all today?
So that's funny? Mm-hmm. Hey, do me a favor. Go in your bathroom and look in the mirror. Now, that's something to laugh about.
Yeah, because when you look in the mirror, I know you're like, damn, God, why you make me this ugly?
You know what? To follow up on this topic, I got a topic for next week that we can talk about. I'm going to drop it in a chat before I forget it, but it kind of connects to this.
Well, no, I just thought that was funny because you said she by she or some shit like that.
Your man.
My man.
I hate that.
So, Carol, how you? Hey, hi. Never mind.
You watch your mouth, man.
Never mind. Hey, guys, it's been a good show, man. Hey, anybody have anything else?
No, man. It's been a good show, man.
Hey, man, Jordan, if you would, if anybody have anything else, hey, close us out, man. Let people know how they can reach us on platforms that we own. Oh, nah. Jordan, you there?
Oh, his Wi-Fi fucked up too.
No, he may be with his man.
I can't stand y'all today.
Well, shit. Look, I'm gonna close this out, man. This is an episode of the Detroit Show. Thanks for listening. You can find us at Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere you can get podcasts. Facebook, YouTube coming soon.
Damn, Calvin, what you like that?
Hey, I'm fucking this shit up. You hear me?
Whoever in the background going crazy.
That's me. I'm fucking this shit up like I'm Cookie Monster. You hear me?
Hey, man, we out. That was a great show.
Yeah, good one, man. Bye.